I paused before answering, for I felt that I must not betray anything which the professor wished kept secret. But already he knew so much and guessed so much that there could be no reason for not answering. So I answered in the same phrase, "That's so."
"And how long has this been going on?"
"About 10 days."
10 days? "Then I guess, Jack Seward, that that poor pretty creature that we all love has had put into her veins within that time the blood of 4 strong men. Man alive, her whole body wouldn't hold it."
Then coming close to me, he spoke in a fierce half-whisper.
"What took it out?"
I shook my head.
"That,"
I said, "is the crux. Van Helsing is simply frantic about it, and I am at my wit's end. I can't even hazard a guess. There's been a series of little circumstances which have thrown out all our calculations as to Lucy being properly watched. But these shall not occur again. Here we stay until all be well or ill." Quincy held out his hand.
"Count me in," he said. "You and the Dutchman will tell me what to do, and I'll do it."
When she woke, late in the afternoon, Lucy's first movement was to feel in her breast, and to my surprise, produced the paper which Van Helsing had given me to read. The careful professor had replaced it where it had come from, lest on waking she should be alarmed. Her eye then lit on Van Helsing, and on me too, and gladdened. Then she looked around the room, and seeing where she was, shuddered. She gave a loud cry, and put her poor thin hands before her pale face. We both understood what that meant, that she had realized to the full her mother's death. So we tried what we could to comfort her. Doubtless, sympathy eased her somewhat, but she was very low in thought and spirit, and wept silently and weakly for a long time. We told her that either or both of us would now remain with her all the time, and that seemed to comfort her. Towards dusk, she fell into a doze. Here, a very odd thing occurred. Whilst still asleep, she took the paper from her breast and tore it in two. Van Helsing stepped over and took the pieces from her. All the same, however, she went on with the action of tearing, as though the material were still in her hands.